Land, Natural Resources, and Cultural. I would like to ask Representative Proctor if he will give the invocation, please.
Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, Lord, and for coming together tonight to have our nation's business. Pray that you be with us and your guidance tonight, Lord, and we thank you for all that you do for us, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett.
Present.
Joyce Deer. Johnny Green.
Present.
James Jennings.
Here.
Rufus Scott.
Here.
Del Beaver. Mitch Jack. Daryl Proctor.
Here.
Mark Randolph.
Present.
Thomas Shihola.
Here.
And Chair, you got 7 present and 3 absent.
7 present and 3 absent constitute quorum. All business conducted will be official. On the agenda is the approval of the minutes for July the 29th.
Madam Chair, make a motion to approve the minutes with any corrections needed.
Motion by Representative Scott to approve the minutes with any corrections needed. Is there a second?
Second
by Representative Yohala. Roll call, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Lisa Scott?
Yes.
Daryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Yohala?
Yes.
And Chair, you got 6 in favor and 0 against.
In favor, 0 against. The minutes have been approved. Next down to the order of business. NCA 17-196, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, amending NCA 17-010, Law of the Muscogee Creek Nation, appropriating funds in order to complete the basement kitchen remodel at the Shakota Community Center. Sponsors, Representative Proctor.
Motion for due pass.
Motion for due pass by Representative Proctor. Is there a second? Second by Representative Yohala. Discussion?
Yes. Carly?
No. Steve will handle it.
Okay.
The money was appropriated actually before I started work here, and it was for a kitchen renovation, and it was a pretty big deal. I mean, we had to demo a lot of concrete, replumb the whole kitchen, do a bunch of special framing. Good news is it's under budget and we've got money left over. We don't know exactly how much because we still have things pending, but it looks like we're going to have about $100,000 left. If I was working at the time when they asked for money, I would have suggested that we work on the outside before we worked on the inside. All the exterior siding and all the exterior fascia is rotted and it just looks really bad. Also, the metal roof, you can't hardly tell by this picture, but the metal roof is really faded. How many of y'all have seen the building? Have you noticed how bad the metal looks? It don't leak, but it looks bad. Plus, we have a chimney coming out of the roof. In that basement, there was a fireplace. We demoed the fireplace, it doesn't exist. And so if we put a new roof on it, we would take that chimney out also, because that chimney is just a leak hazard in the future. So that's what we would like to do with that money. Also, the guttering around that building, the downspouts are just dumping right beside the building. We want to take the downspouts underground, get the water away from the building. Anytime you got a basement, you want to keep the water away from it. Any questions? Y'all want to see these pictures?
So this approximately $100,000 that you have left over, you're talking about putting a new roof on it?
We're talking about putting a new roof, number one, guttering and downspouts, new fascia, new siding, pretty much the outside, everything but the brick will be replaced. And I think that we can do it and still turn money back. We haven't got bids on that, but I think it can be done.
So is it comparable in size to, say, CIC and Morse?
It is comparable to size, but the decking is not going to have to be replaced. I think the metal can just be removed and new metal put on it, so the cost is not...
So it won't be the 60 something. Okay. Thank you.
Any more questions? Representative Randolph?
What do you do with the old roof? What will you do with it?
What would we do with it? We could donate it to whoever from Creek Nation, or we could take it and sell it for scrap metal.
Does it rust, or does it just need repainting, or
well,
can you do
and,
that?
In my experience, when you repaint it, it don't last. I mean, it's hard to get it to bond and stay.
I didn't mean on the present building, but
oh yeah, yeah, you could, and it would look good for a while.
Yeah. Yes.
I just wondered because I know somebody that needs a rust. There it is, like.
Whose is leaking?
Thank you. It's just a citizen that I know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She's trying to go through housing right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Yes. You say it's, they've been completed in the inside? I mean, it has not, has it?
It's not been completed. Right now, the ongoing process on the interior is drywall finish. Once the drywall's finished, it'll be textured and painted. The interior doors are already up. We have the money appropriated for the flooring. There's a few pending items, but we're going to have it complete in probably 5 weeks. It'll be complete. It takes a little bit of time to get the kitchen equipment moved in and hooked up. That'll be the biggest setback on time. And I know about setting up the kitchens because we're doing Okemah Community Center. You finally get the kitchen equipment in, you unbox it, and it's damaged. And then you got to send it back. There's always something. So even though the facility will be done, it might take a little while to get the kitchen equipment up and running.
Thank you.
And to give you an idea, these community centers, the kitchen equipment, we're talking about $70,000 worth of equipment. Just this fire suppressed vent hood is $7,000.
Are there any more questions? Yes.
Hey, once you do these repairs, then you'll have the invoices to show what's been spent, and is the intent to use the remaining funds or just to complete what you want to do?
Okay, this is the deal. We'll have perfect tracking on all the money spent. And we're going to be 100% transparent on money that's spent beyond what our scope of work was. Our scope of work, the original appropriation, was for the basement alone. That's why we're coming back to council, because this exterior work was not in our scope of work.
Okay.
You understand?
Representative Jennings.
Mr. Emerson, so how about the fire suppression? Is there one there?
There is no fire suppression. Did not have to have one according to code. Darren Francis is not here, but we gave that to him. He agreed that it didn't have to be fire suppressed. We have a fire suppression hood. We have fire alarms, but there is no sprinklers. And the way you figure that is how many square feet are you renovating compared to the total structure. It did not exceed the square footage to warrant having to sprinkle it.
But I'm talking about the whole community center.
Okay, the whole community center. If we went upstairs and started renovating, then that's a different. We would have to sprinkle it. If you start removing walls and changing the layout, that's what makes you have to sprinkle it.
confused there because, you know, they're talking about like Morris Community Center having to have a fire suppression system in there.
That's Darren Francis, and I'm not going to speak for him on why he came to that determination. But they did move a lot of interior walls. I wasn't here when all that happened, so I don't know what is making him say that it has to be sprinkled.
Thank you. Any more concerns, questions? Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Roll call vote, please.
Dodie Barnett?
Yes.
James Jennings?
Yes.
Rufus Scott?
Yes.
Darryl Proctor?
Yes.
Mark Randolph?
Yes.
Thomas Shaholas?
Yes.
Madam Chair, you got 6 in favor and 0 against.
6 in favor, 0 against. That motion passes. No other business? Any announcements? No announcements. Motion for adjournment.
So
moved. Motion by Representative Jennings for adjournment. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Representative Barnett. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and I would like to ask Representative Barnett to give us a benediction.